two important consequences follow. First, in a monistic system, it is hard to know if we are wrong. Monists have nothing to compare their system with. As we have seen, one result is promissory materialism, in which problems with the assumptions of the system are simply deferred to future science. They do not result in a critical examination of the system itself. Second, a monistic system like materialism can be destroyed by any evidence against it. That weakness is built into the system by its very nature. It cannot be attributed to harsh, unreasonable, or prejudiced critics. As a result, monistic systems tend to be hostile to investigations that provide evidence against the system's assumptions. Supporters of the system may seek to prevent such investigations. They may also seek to manipulate definitions so that such investigations are deemed to be outside science, irrespective of the evidence, as Guillermo Gonzalez discovered. I maintain that the human mystery is incredibly demeaned by reductionism, with its claim in promissory materialism to account eventually for all of the spiritual world in terms of patterns of neural activity. This belief may be classified as a superstition. We are spiritual beings with souls in a spiritual world, as well as material beings with bodies and brains existing in a material world. Neurologist and Nobel Prize winner Sir John Eccles. Keeping these issues in view, we now turn to our key question. What evidence from neuroscience casts doubt on a materialist interpretation of the human mind and spirituality? Support for the spiritual nature of humans. So far, this book has only shown that materialist presuppositions, far from accounting for the nature of the human, restrict the areas we are permitted to research to certain well-worn, and by now mostly unproductive, areas, such as speculations about prehistory, primate studies, and artificial intelligence. Does that mean that science itself, apart from the presuppositions of materialism, has nothing to contribute to the understanding of the spiritual nature of the human? Certainly not. The challenge for science is, rather, to develop hypotheses that take the observed facts seriously enough to go beyond the limitations of materialism. Here is a key problem that must be addressed. Most of us, asked to give an account of ourselves, think that we have minds, which we distinguish from our brains.